Morning Audio Boo Land. It's something past 6 o'clock here in sunny Denmark. And yeah, I'm sitting out in the garden again having a cup of tea. Seems to be the morning ritual now, getting up early, or earlier than I would normally get up anyway. And sorting out the dog and then sitting in the garden having a cup of tea. So that's what I'm doing right now. It's a really nice day actually. Well, it looks like it's going to be a really nice day. It's pretty shady in the garden, it's a bit cold, but the sky is blue and I can see kind of sunbeams gradually coming over the top of the house, so yeah, it's going to be a nice day again today, which is great, although I'm going to be stuck inside most of the day. This morning I'm going to be doing some editing on my novel Roadkill. I'm going to do 2 hours of that, probably get another chapter polished up. And then I'm going to do 2-3 hours of editing and starting work on the next 100 Stories podcast. I have that interview with Mark Coker that I need to put together. And then I need to write kind of the, I don't know what you would call it. It's just in each episode, of course, yeah, there's a brief introduction about what the episode is about. And then I do like a 5-10 minute chat on some aspect of how 100 Stories for Haiti got published. The first episode, it was kind of a very general overview of how it all came together. And then last week, or in the last episode, I spoke about submission guidelines, actually, and how you need to pay attention to them. Because they're not always the same, and you really need to read them in detail. Because, you know, I learned the hard way through doing 100 Stories of Haiti that writers who ignore submission guidelines create an awful lot of work for publishers and editors. In fact, you know, if you're a small publisher, if you know, particularly if you are a small publisher of some sort, you know, there's normally only 2 or 3 people involved in that publishing company, and for them to get, you know, a whole bunch of submissions where the writers kind of pretty much ignore the submission guidelines, they still kind of have to go through them unless, you know, unless they choose to ignore some of the submissions for whatever reason. Like, for example, we chose to ignore submissions that came as email attachments. We said no email attachments. Anyone who sent email attachments got ignored. So, you know, there's that kind of criteria. But generally, you know, if the rules aren't broken too badly, you still kind of have to go through them. And it does just create an awful lot of extra work. So that's what I spoke about in the last episode. In this episode, I'm going to be, or in the next episode, which will feature Mark Coker, who's the founder of Smashwords.com, an ebook publishing platform. I'm going to be talking about ebooks. Just generally, you know, I mean, 100 Stories of Haiti started out as an idea for an ebook, and then it kind of expanded into being able to be available as a paperback and also an audiobook. But yeah, I'm just going to talk about the idea of start. You know, the initial idea was to start it up as an ebook, so I'm going to talk about that, and generally a little bit about ebooks in the next episode. And then, of course, yeah, we'll go into the interview with Mark Coker. So that's what I'm doing today. Starting to put that episode together and write the script for that. And, yeah, edit the interview and put it all together. And that will probably take me, I don't know. The last ones have been taking me about three days. So that seems to be the turnaround now. Sit down and start editing an interview and put the script together. It takes about 3 days. So I'm going to start that process today. And then, yeah. And then it's roadkill also for the rest of the week. And you can probably hear a dog kind of give me some attention noises in the background. So I'm going to sign off now and give him some attention. All right. Have a great day. Audioboo Land.